Tim Riefat is dedicated to releasing the scientific developments that were discovered in the 20th century and buried by the Rothschild Walk-ins, because they were a danger to the Walk-ins. This is the Arnon Erber research from the Nazis, who discovered torsion fields and their use in traveling through time to take over past bodies, which is the mentality transfer in order to change history. So they went back in time and corrected the mistakes that led to the defeat in World War II to produce the Arnon Erber Nazi timeline, basically correcting their mistakes in invading Russia, correcting their mistakes in allowing the British to escape at Dunkirk, developing nuclear weapons, using the Messerschmitt's jet fighter as a fighter, not a fighter bomber, etc., etc. All of this corrected. The ability to travel into different timelines using torsion field technology. This, of course, was done in deep mines in Czechoslovakia. The Russians developed all the psychic warfare, psychotronic generator technology to take over the planet. And this research was buried by the Rothschilds and their top scientists stuck in mental hospitals. This technology was used in the USSR timeline, where Russia took over the world. We live in the Zion timeline, where in fact the Rothschilds have taken over the world, which of course is great if, like myself, you feed on the Jews and the Rothschilds using Edomic technology from the timelines where Amalek, the entity that hates Jews, takes over and tortures them eternally. This, of course, is not something Tim Riefat has made up, but in fact is information which comes from the Jews in their Kabbalah, and that every Jewish creation is destroyed and every Jew is tortured eternally by Amalek, the other god that takes over the Jewish god. Strange stuff, but in fact it all comes from the Jewish Kabbalah, the Jewish rabbis. Why am I talking about these different aspects of reality? Well, we've got all these services which are based upon Arnon Erber technology, on the Russian technology, on Tim Riefat's ability to look into the future and bring back into the past far future technology, for example the vampire technology. And when you've got a huge gamut of technology, be it psychotronic generators in the form of crystals, psychotronic generators in the form of computer networks, vampire technology, you've got psychotronic crystal technology, you've got hyperinfinity technology, the basis of free will and collapsing quantum wave functions, you've got quantum wave function collapsing control to produce the realities you want in Build the Dream service, you've got the soul technology in soul rescues, you've got all the Kabbalah chaos evil technology, which is sequestering black magic and using it against the Satanists, which of course is all the occult is basically hyper-infinite technology, the control of free will to collapse the quantum wave function in different ways. You've got sequestration of reality via the Jewish Kabbalah, bird's nest technology and the Wicker Man. All of this is just an amazing plethora of stuff which in the occult case, when you have science which is suitably advanced to the period it's incepted in, it appears as magic, but in fact magic is just simply the manipulation of quantum wave functions, the use of hyperinfinity and the use of scapegoats via the bird's nest wicker man technology, which of course seems like the occult to the primitive 21st century devolved obot controlled via the NSA computer network, but in fact isn't. And the Cold War technology and Arne and Erber technology, of course, appears to be conspiracy theory, bunkum science, because the 21st century obot controlled by the NSA computer network is so devolved it hasn't even got the mentality of a 1980s person or a 1940s person, because of course the humans under 40 have been totally degraded to just become lumps of wetware controlled via the computer internet network, which runs them from a cloud of information controlled by the supercomputer matrix computer that runs all the citizens of the West in real time and controls them via the internet, via Facebook, Twitter, collapsing their quantum wave function via the NSA computers to control their reality and keep them in the box of Zion. Now, I was faced with all this technology. How on earth do you run it all appropriately? What's the appropriate way to run far future technology, occult technology, etc., in order to do things? What should I be doing with it? What's the aim of it? Is it to make loads of money, which then can be sequestered by the Rothschild Jewish bankers at the stroke of a keyboard? Is it to gain power and put myself in the place of the Rothschilds and to conquer the world like a modern-day Alexander the Great? Does one use the technology to get loads of sexual partners? But then one comes across old age. Should one try and remain in a flesh body for as long as possible? How do I make money? Do I start winning the lottery, using gambling technology, using psychotronic generators? How many mansions should I have? All of this is how to use the technology. And in fact, looking at it, the aim of technology must be the prime directive, which is honoring the threat, which is basically taking out anyone who is a threat to your survival. So that makes life very easy with the technology. You go after the NSA, who in fact are trying to collapse your quantum wave function and turn you into a Jew slave. You go after the secret police, Homeland Security, who want to kill you and murder them at will. You go after the Jewish politicians controlled by the Rothschilds, murder them like dogs, and basically honor the threat. How on earth do you honor the threat when you've got this giant trillion-dollar secret police state, which Edward Snowden has revealed, and you've got JSOC Jewish stormtroopers going around waging war in 100 different countries and trying to indict you to secret Guantanamos in order to torture you to death? This, of course, means that the 21st century is a new dark ages where the Jew bankers have unleashed medieval inquisitions in order to protect themselves. So in fact, this is the perfect age for the Psymaster, who in fact only lives for honoring the threat, because you can't enjoy your mansion, your $1 trillion, your harem of sexual partners, your mansions, etc., if you're dead or carted off to some Jewish NSA secret police prison where they torture you to death, and then your soul is downloaded into a Jewish torture hell. This, of course, means that honoring the threat is the only directive, because, of course, this means you always survive and your enemies are always slaughtered. This means that the prime programming, the prime inception technology for all of the technology that's being released is the building intent service, because intent allows you to link up with the intent of yourself. Basically, this is the true you, the you that always survives and always goes on. The shamans of old found that when they intended anything else, they always perished, and the only way they survived was building their link to intent. This, of course, is described in Castaneda's The Power of Silence, which, of course, is a must-read book. So the prime directive of a Psi Master is to build their link with intent. This, of course, has been fully downloadable as the Building Intent Service. And in fact, once you've got the Building Intent Service, this then runs your psychotronic generators, this then runs your services and all the other technology in its prime directive, which is honoring the threat and sequestering your enemies. So intent goes into the Homeland Security. We can see it, for example, intent has gone into Edward Snowden, who of course shares the quantum wave function of the NSA, global quantum mechanical matrix runners, goes into all the NSA bitches and takes them over via the back door, which is the Edward Snowden sequestration program, and then runs the controllers of the matrix via the Snowden program. And then that means that when they try and collapse the quantum wave function via the computer network to control your reality, they're already sequestered. So the quantum wave function is then sequestered by the Building Intent Service to collapse the quantum wave function, where you always survive and the NSA bitches are slaughtered like dogs, be it via Viecar, Cobalt 60, psychotronic generator informational warfare, all the new technology I'm releasing, the DNA shredder, which can be tuned via Edward Snowden to shred the DNA of the NSA, shred their morphogenic fields, or shred their minds to make them mindless zombies run by remote servers in Russia or China or North Korea or Iran. So you can actually see that the Building Intent Service actually sequesters all your enemies and takes them over so that they no longer become a threat. And of course, we've got the Jewish bankers, who of course have been taken over by the Cyprus debacle. They tried to steal my money in Cyprus, and that Cyprus program now goes into the Zionist Empire to bankrupt the European Union, Japan, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, via the sequestration program that Intent is running to collapse and totally destroy the Jewish banking system. So I can actually see Total Intent uses Trojan horse programs, be it Edward Snowden or the Cyprus debacle, in order to get into the quantum wave function of the enemy in order to sequester them, and then to get the enemy to destroy themselves by being sequestered, rather like Mickey Rourke and Angel Heart destroyed everything and everybody he loved. This means that the Building Intent Service should be downloaded into all your services. In order to download it into all the services, you simply get the certificate of the Building Intent Service. You then paste it onto all your other certificates, which you can do by scanning them in. So the Building Intent Service should be actually pasted into a small section of every other certificate you've got, and then you can then download it into the cyclotronic generator in order to power it with life force, with option one, power it with souls in the downloading, 1,000 souls into eternal torture to charge them, etc. You can put all the services into the psychotronic generator network to run them via the psychotronic generator network, and as the prime controller of the building intent service to make sure that you always survive and always prosper. You can also use the building intent service via the psychotronic generator network to put in, for example, the name of any people you wish to control. You put in their Facebook, Twitter accounts, put in the building intent service as the certificate onto these people you wish to control, and then the building intent service will sequester them. You can do the same with the NSA, building intent service, Edward Snowden, NSA, Homeland Security, Jewish bankers, Rothschilds, in order to sequester the entire infrastructure of Zion. You can put the building intent service next to the logo of Zion in order to take over Zion, so the entire Zion is taken over by building intent service. So you can actually see the building intent service is a pre-packaged sequestration and command and control program that runs everything else. It is in fact the Uber operator. If you've got a crystal, you want to put the building intent service into the crystal. This can be done by getting the crystal, printing out your building intent service, and then burning the building intent service on its paper underneath the crystal. Or you can actually paste the building intent service onto an image of your crystal, which you can then download onto the psychotronic generator network. You might wish to get rid of the Zion programming via the infectile that has controlled you since birth. So you simply put in your name in Google, get a listing, print out the building intent service, and then burn the two together in order to download the building intent service into the information held by you by the NSA bitches in their Zion Matrix control program. So you can actually see the building intent service is a ready-made, pre-programmed sequestration program that guarantees that you honor the threat and survive, and in fact changes anyone else to become part of total intent, so you always get on with them and they always do what needs to be done in order for you to survive, and there is perfect synergy and holism between the two of you. So you can actually see that the building intent service is the foundations of all the other services, and actually means that all the other services are run appropriately, which means honoring the threat. You always survive. You always get energy from everyone else by sequestration to sublime you, which means then you get your mansion, you get your Ferraris, you get your harem of playthings to have sex with. You get all the powers working in synchrony because you've got to survive and grow and sublime, and then everything else is a concomitant of that. So you can see that the building intent service is in fact the prime directive, and then saving your soul, building your dream, come after that, because it's no good the NSA bitches and their Jewish banking masters taking you out with all these other services you've got, because you've got to survive, sublime, grow, become part of total intent, which of course naturally sequesters everything else. And then you find, as in the Jews have found when they build their creation, total intent always comes along and sequesters it, and makes them pay for their crimes, which is the Amalek technology. So as a sign master, it's a must-have to have the building intent service, which then guarantees you always win and prosper and become one of these eternal aspects of total intent.